Hello, listeners. My name is Liaquat Mir, and here I am with another exciting podcast. And this time, not a very long one, nice and short. What I'm going to talk about, the plan changes in relation to ISA 505, and this ISA is for external confirmations. In May 2023, the FRC proposed several changes to ISA UK 505, external confirmations. The consultation period ran until 1st of September 2023, and just 2 days ago, on 3rd of October, FRC has now published a revised ISA 505. This is not a massive standard, only around 12 to 13 pages, which includes 16 requirement paragraphs and around 25 application explanatory paragraphs. This ISA UK is effective for the audits of financial statements for periods commencing on or after 15th of December 2024, with early adoption permitted. We know the main objective of this ISA is, when using external confirmation procedures, to design and perform such procedures to obtain relevant and reliable audit evidence. The changes they have made largely revolve around the use of technology and digital platforms for confirmations, prohibiting the use of negative confirmations, and also providing clarifications in other areas. Now, these changes apply only to the UK version of the ISA. The international version has not been updated and have been driven by recent developments in the technology, as well as findings by the FRC that some auditors were overly relying on the use of negative confirmations. So what are the changes? Paragraph 6A of the standard now includes a precise definition of electric medium, and it is stated that electronic medium include auditors directly accessing information held by third parties through the web portals, software interfaces, or other digital means. They have also added explanatory paragraph A6-1, which reminds us, the auditors, a very, very useful point when making use of external confirmations to obtain audit evidence, particularly when using electronic means, such as directly accessing information held by the third parties through web portals, software interfaces, or other digital means, you auditors should ensure that evidence is obtained for all relevant assertions that have been identified in accordance with ISA UK 330, as some means of obtaining confirmations may not provide evidence over all relevant assertions. For example, software interfaces may provide evidence over accuracy or valuation of the data, but may not over the completeness of the information. And as such, the auditors may need to design additional procedures to ensure they have collected evidence to support all the relevant assertions. Another one is the paragraph 6C has also been amended to expressly prohibit the use of negative confirmations. Just to remind you that negative confirmation is a request that the confirming party respond directly to the auditor only if the confirming party disagrees with the information provided in the request. This is now prohibited. Although it is fair to say negative confirmations have long been regarded as weak audit evidence and are not commonly used in UK anyway. Paragraph 14-1 has been added to explain the steps the auditor should take in the event of an exception, i.e. a confirmation which disagrees with other evidence. And it says, when investigating exceptions, the auditor shall consider the factors when determining the timing and extent of the additional procedures. And those factors are whether the exception is indicative of an increased risk of fraud, whether the exception is indicative of a deficiency in the entity's system of internal controls, and finally, how many additional procedures will allow the auditor to obtain sufficient and appropriate audit evidence. Another question is, what if no response is being received from the third parties? Explanatory paragraph A18 has been amended to suggest alternative procedures to gain assurance over bank balances. That's the addition, that's the amendment. So what the paragraph requires is the periodic reminders to the confirming party, whilst also observing audited entity personnel accessing online banking or third-party bank statements or banking agreements, or physically visiting the bank with the management to obtain an in-person confirmation and examining minutes for references to unexpected balances or payments. And finally, there is also a confirming amendment to ISA 600 issued as well. It is basically a reminder that component auditors can't use negative confirmations if you are using their audit work as evidence for the group audit, which is actually a quite helpful reminder, as component auditors may not be aware as the prohibition is a UK plus. So they may not be aware of that. So very, very useful reminder for the component auditors. There are few changes made, agreed. However, these are not revolutionary in nature and provide clarifications and additional guidance rather than fundamentally changing the approach to external confirmations. You have to be extra careful and need to ensure that you do not rely on negative confirmations when conducting an audit under the ISAs, something which was one of the primary drivers behind the FRC introducing these proposals. Hope you find this short podcast useful. That's it from me. I will be back soon with another exciting topic. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Mercia podcast. For more information on this topic, please visit mercia-group.com.